You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi there. My name's Hannah. I'm from a little town in eastern North Carolina. I was calling up to share a story about one of the first houses that I lived in when I was like an infant, basically. These are all stories that my parents have told me, except for one. So anyways, they moved into this house. I was probably less than 6 months old. I don't really know for sure. But anyway, they had, they did a little bit of renovations, but not really a whole lot. And it was kind of weird because the lady that had passed away there before they moved in, like my grandmother knew them. So they kind of knew somebody had passed away, but they were like, it's fine. It'll be fine. So they had moved in, and my mom told me that there were several times that she would like hear footsteps coming down the hallway, and she would be asleep, but she would also hear them, and then it would just feel like somebody was just staring at her at the foot of the bed. And then she'd wake up and she'd look, and of course no one would be there. And then she'd also hear footsteps going back down the hallway and hear like a door slam shut. And so of course they'd go check and nobody would be there and everything was fine. Apparently this older woman that was there, she used to slam doors all the time throughout the house. And me being an infant too, like my mom has always kind of wondered, like, some of the times that I would wake up randomly in the middle of the night, like, was I experiencing the same thing of like the old woman like staring at me, or was it, you know, just a normal infant having an issue and needing to wake up and cry kind of thing. So yeah, that was kind of weird. And then my dad can specifically remember one time, like sitting at the dining room table and kind of looking over his shoulder a little bit, and he could see the old woman like standing in the hallway, like plain as day, but just like maybe a little bit grayed out, not completely normal, but he said it was just so bizarre. And anyhow, so there was one night they went to bed. The next morning they woke up and they had one of those like old timey hurricane lamps beside the bed. When they woke up, it was sitting on the floor in three separate pieces, like just sitting there. And there's no way that either one of them would have did that. And if it would have fell, it definitely would have shattered into like a million pieces. I mean, the whole thing was glass and it was really thin. So they were a little bit freaked out by that, but you know, it's still fairly harmless or whatever. So then they left for like a weekend or something. And when they came back, literally every picture that they had hung up in the entire house was either laying like on the floor where it was hanging up, like in the hallway or in the living room, or the ones that they had in their bedroom, it was laying on their bed. And nobody else had a key to the house. Because, like, my mom, she's told me about it. She asked my grandma. She asked so many other people, like, did you find a way to get into the house and do this? And they've all told her no. So there's absolutely no explanation for it. We don't really have earthquakes on the East Coast. So, and, like, even still, why would they just be laid, like, perfectly on the bed or perfectly on the floor and not be broken? So, anyways, after all of that happened, there were more nights of, you know, the doors slamming and the feeling of being watched and that sort of thing. And my mom was kind of getting frustrated with it and didn't really know what else to do. So her and my dad sat down at the kitchen table one night and they put out a pen and a piece of paper and they just talked to her like, I guess she was a human or something, and just basically said, you know, I don't know what is bothering you or what we're doing wrong, but we need you to stop being kind of chaotic and making all this noise because you're scaring us. And if there's something that we're doing that you don't like, we want you to write it down. And she said they went to bed and they didn't hear any noises after that. And from then on, nothing ever happened. No more slamming doors, no more footsteps, no more waking up with the feeling of being watched, nothing. So that was pretty cool. And they lived there for a while after that. And then the crazy thing is, like, flash forward probably, I don't know, 8, 10 years later, I'm at my grandma's house and we're going through some old pictures and I come across this older lady and I said, who is this? I swear I know her. And my grandma says, oh, that's the old lady. And like, she told me her name, but I can't remember, but that's the old lady that used to live in your mom and dad's old house. And I said, no way. Like, I got chills, everything freaked me out. So, like, how would I recognize her? There's no other reason than apparently, I guess, I saw her as an infant. Like, I don't know, but it's really creepy to think about. And, like, I can still kind of picture her just from that picture, but, like, I don't know. It's just really weird. I felt like I needed to share my stories. And my mom and dad have stuff happen to them randomly. Thankfully, I've never really had anything happen to me, but I have several more stories that have happened to them. So anyways, I might call back in sometime and share those too. But I'm a fairly new listener to the show, and I just really wanted to share. So thank you, guys.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.